This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Give us that living water that you promised, Lord Christ, so that we too may never thirst again. Amen. We began at this service our Lenten season with a reflection on the gospel that right here where I am standing, Jesus built a bridge and he ended up crossing over to reach out to one who needed help on the journey. Jesus is all about building bridges. And today's gospel is no exception. Jesus is all about breaking down divisions that separate us from each other and separate us from God. And that's what this story is about. I can't tell you how many times in my own life I have read or heard this story. But as I was reflecting on it this week, there was a phrase that stuck out for me in a way it's never stuck out before. She left her water jar. She left her water jar. The very reason that she came to the well every day at noon, she left her water jar and went back to the city. Now, there are two things I want to leave us with today to take away. One has to do with what Jesus is doing. The other has to do with this woman and what she's asking and what she gets. Let's look first at Jesus. Now, Jesus goes through Samaria and it's out of his way. It's not like he's going from point A to point C and he has to go through point B to get there. He goes way out of his way. And Samaria. Now, John is the master of understatement. Jews do not hold things in common with Samaritans. Let's get real here. Jews hate the Samaritans' guts. And even if they have a beautiful British accent, they don't like them. So there is a division that Jesus is trying to build a bridge here. And by going to Samaria, he wants to make a point. Here is one division that needs to go away. And so he goes into Samaria. He doesn't stop there. Now he goes to this well. Did he know that this woman was going to show up at noon? Well, he probably knew that whoever would be out at that time of day in the heat are going to be the type of people who wouldn't exactly be accepted by society. So he at least would have known that much. So he wants to build another bridge. And he ends up building a third bridge. Because it's not only a Samaritan, and it's not only a person who's sort of isolated that shows up, but it's a woman. And he's not supposed to be talking one-on-one with a woman, especially one who would be suspect in terms of her behavior. Now, we need to clear that up pretty quickly. I mentioned last week that it should have been the theme song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places for her. Married five times, and the one you're with now is not your husband. But as John Claypool very well points out, the culture was such that she was not allowed to divorce. Women were property. They were chattel. It was the men who were the ones that divorced the women. So either she has lost five husbands to death, or she's had five of them get up and throw her out. As John Claypool points out, she doesn't have a problem with guilt. She probably has more of a problem with grief and isolation. 5 times? And now another one? And still? Now, when we think about that, having lost all of that and being isolated from society, she didn't own much. Maybe that water jar was the only thing she owned. And she certainly needed that, as John tells us, the heat. So for her physical existence, they need water from the well. She leaves it. This encounter, as short as it was with Jesus, is that impactful that she is able to leave behind the one thing that she had in life. That's pretty powerful. Let's go back to Jesus. Point number one here. Jesus is about building bridges. Jesus is about looking at the divisions that we have created between each other and we have created between ourselves and God. And he says it's time for those divisions to go away. So I'm telling you guys, it's time for the divisions to go away. I look at Facebook once a week, and I end up looking at Facebook once a week because my phone rings in the office, and yes, even in California, when I'm in California, do you believe what that so-and-so said this week? And it's on both sides. And it's people who sit here in this congregation, and we need to let it go to start building divisions. It doesn't mean we stand up for what we believe, but we have to be like Jesus and reach out and offer something better to each other than insults and cursing. It's embarrassing. It is time for us to change. If you need to start blocking people, if you're going to stay on that crazy social media stuff, start blocking folks because it's not healthy. It does not build bridges. It is not what Jesus is about. This is what we are called and enabled to do and to be. Let's turn it around. If it doesn't start with us, this church, this neighborhood, this city, this country, this world are going to go down the tubes. And it's time for us to do things the right way. Protesting can be a very positive thing, but if we do it in the right way, not by tearing down, but by building up. And that's crucial. That's what Jesus does. Now let's move to point two. If we are going to try to be the bridge builders, and if we are going to be the ones who tear down divisions, we have to be people of prayer. Now, the thing is with this woman, this Samaritan woman, who, by the way, in many Eastern denominations gets a name. I hate that we just call her the woman at the well. Saint Fotina, she gets the name. And there are very many legends connected with her life beyond this, that just as she goes back to the city and shares this good news, then, as a result, many people come and believe in Jesus, and she becomes Saint Fotina. And one legend has her, ironically, being martyred by Nero, who throws her, of all places, in a well. This woman, who leaves everything to seek that which Jesus is offering her. There's something to learn from this in terms of the way we pray. Now think of this. Perhaps she had prayed. Perhaps she had prayed to God, and she said, God, send a good man into my life. Now what she wanted was not exactly what she got. But the good man, God hearing her prayers, sent to her the best man that she could ever get in her life, Jesus. She prayed for what she wanted. God gave her what she needed. And the two of those in our lives don't always match up. So be careful what you pray for. And this is important to us, especially in terms of that second reading that we heard from Romans. Because we might pray oftentimes, God, I need hope restored in my life. So restore my hope. Now, Paul talks about the fact that there's a sequence to get us to the hope. And that sequence, where does it start? Suffering. So I'm praying to God for hope. And believe me, right now, I'm praying for this congregation and this country. Restore my hope, God. And what is God giving me? A lot of suffering. And I'm thinking, well, we're on the right track. So if you're suffering right now, maybe God is on the way already of answering your prayer. Suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character restores hope. So you see that there's a progression there. Oftentimes, when I'm praying, I ask the God for hope, and that's not what I got. I get the suffering. I think, God, you didn't listen to me. Yet he exactly listened to me because there was a process that we are going to go through to get there. So remember that. We don't always get what we want, but God gives us what we need. We come to the well looking for physical water. He gives us what we truly need, the type of water where the well will never run out. There is an old prayer, I'm sure you have heard it before, but I think it screams out with this theme that we don't always get what we want, we get what we need. I asked for strength and God gave me difficulties to make me strong. I asked for wisdom and God gave me problems to solve. I asked for prosperity and God gave me brawn and brains to work. I asked for courage and God gave me dangers to overcome. I asked for patience, and God placed me in situations where I was forced to wait. I asked for love, and God gave me troubled people to help. I asked for favors, and God gave me opportunities. I asked for everything so I could enjoy life. Instead, God gave me life so I could enjoy everything. I received nothing I wanted. I received everything I needed. May it be so for us. Amen.